each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food guys. Greg, it seemed to me like some time ago you had a project that you called The Alchemy of Baking.
Yes. I was trying to unite all the ancient Greek elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and see how they fit into baking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the alchemy of baking because these are alchemical ingredients. Well, how do you work with earth, air, fire, and water when you're talking about baking? So I'm thinking, well, earth is the source of our food. Wheat that we use in baking comes from the earth.
Sure.
The utensils that we cook with come from the earth because
right.
of the minerals. The air, of course, is created within the doughs that we make that can be done by beating or with yeast or chemical agents. But we need to have air in order for our baked goods to rise. Fire, of course, we need for the heat for baking, and water is an essential ingredient to add to batters and doughs. All four of these ancient Greek elements then are united in the act of baking. Thinking about air itself led me to put together the kinds of ingredients that depend on air for rising and baking. Foam cakes, which are sponge cakes, angel food cakes, and genoise. These are cakes that have no chemical leaveners and depend solely on the air beaten into them for rising. But then we also have pastry that depends on air for rising. Laminated doughs like puff pastry, where you're enclosing butter within a dough and you're rolling it and folding it and rolling it and folding it. And then when you shape the pastry, when you cut it into squares or whatever and you bake it, what happens is the pastry will rise because the water contained within the dough and the butter will melt and form steam and cause the layers of dough to separate. You have pastry then in the same chapter as you would have foam cakes.
I see.
And then you have soufflés.
Soufflés.
Which depend, again, entirely on the air that you whip into the egg whites and you fold into your soufflé mixture to rise. And then we have what I call the pâte à choux family, which is the cream puff dough, which is water boiled with butter. And then you add flour and you stir that in and you let it cook for a couple of minutes. You take it off the heat and then you beat in eggs and you have your cream puff dough. And then you make lumps of the dough on your baking sheet and you bake it and they puff up. And how does that happen? The air that you've beaten up into the dough, and also you've got the air from the eggs you've beaten in.
I see, yeah.
And then you have another category of baked good, meringues.
Yes,
for example, it's egg whites, and you have many different kinds of meringues. You have the French, the Swiss, the Italian. They're prepared in different ways, but basically what you're doing is getting air into these egg whites, and then you get them solidified in the oven. All these categories all depend on air. And then if you want to talk about a living leavener, then we have yeast. We have breads pretty much. Breads can include conventional bread, sourdough, no-knead wet doughs, which use very little yeast. And then we have the chemical powerhouses like baking soda and baking powder, which we need for scones and biscuits and muffins.
Yeah.
And then layer cakes and loaf cakes and tube cakes and chiffon cakes. But pound cakes are a special class that should not need any chemical leavening. But there are many people who insist on putting leavening into a pound cake, which stales them very, very quickly and changes their entire texture. And then we have heat itself.
Heat.
In terms of making custards, cheesecake, various sauces, pastry cream, and curds, like lemon curd and lime curd and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that is stovetop cooking, with the exception of, say, cheesecakes and custard, which depend on the heat of the oven. So you put all those things together, and you have united the basic four elements. And then you find that there are a couple of them that stand out to be more important than others, and that tends to be air.
Air in particular. I'm just thinking about those pie pastries and thinking how important it is. Otherwise, you end up with this soggy crust. You know? You got to get it the whole thing all together. And that's what the alchemist.
Yes, the alchemist. In my project, after each recipe, I have a place where the alchemist says, and it's kind of like a recap of the scientific principles that have been presented.
So you got to get it all together. And if you want to get it all together, come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da